Legislative Watch. Environmental disclosures, big and small.
Why this matters. New legislation aims at greater transparency and mandates disclosures on a home's smoking history, among other hazards, allowing agents and brokers to better advocate for their buyer clients.
Dangers of third-hand smoke.
Buyers and their agents approach a property with a lot of questions. New legislation, affecting multiple California codes, equips buyers to know even more about potential hazards. Assembly Bill 455 expands the disclosures made when selling a single-family residential property to include a history of smoking. This parallels similar environmental hazard disclosures made in the Transfer Disclosure Statement, TDS, for risks such as lead-based paint or mold. The legislation tasks the Department of Toxic Substances Control to update the rules around smoking tobacco and nicotine products. AB 455 introduces the term third-hand smoke, or the remnants of toxic chemical residue left by tobacco smoke in the walls, carpets, and other building materials. The takeaway for the public is that third-hand smoke negatively affects property and exposes occupants to toxic chemicals. This is indicated by the smell of smoke in the home or testing surfaces for elevated levels of nicotine. The seller must disclose when they know their single-family residential property has residue from tobacco or nicotine products or a history of occupants who smoked. Smoking includes both electronic cigarettes and vaping devices. The seller needs to disclose this material fact about the property to the buyer in writing.
Risks to you and your home.
Previous legislation developed the Homeowner's Guide to Environmental Hazards booklet to inform consumers on multiple kinds of environmental hazards relating to their property. With AB 455, the next edition requires a new section on third-hand smoke and updates to the sections on wildfires, climate change, and sea level rise. The legislation relies on the expertise of the Center for Tobacco and the Environment at San Diego State University with the goal of adequately informing consumers. The Department of Toxic Substances Control will review the work set by AB 455 to ensure the public learns third-hand smoke is a common hazard that affects property. What can be done to mitigate the risks and where to find more information?
For citations and RPI forms relevant to this article, please visit New Laws at journal.firsttuesday.us.